You're with SBS Radio.
You're listening to ITV Radio with me, your host, Bertrand Tungandami. Coming up now, a conversation with Bo James, co-curator of Murray Mineral Exhibition at the National Maritime Museum in Sydney. Bo James is also the manager of Indigenous programs at the museum. The exhibition that they're hosting brings together some of the finest examples of Te Poti's unique and intricate linocut printmarking practice. The exhibition will also showcase Te Poti's award-winning sculptural works, contemporary masks, and film. This is to be said that Te Poti is renowned nationally and internationally for his passion for ocean conservation and environmental issues. And I'm happy to say Bo James has just joined us on the phone. Welcome to ITV Radio, Bo.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, now this is the first solo exhibition by a Torres Strait Islander artist that the museum has delivered. Some might say it has taken really long, but what a feat. It's not just a first, but you're also showcasing a great artist.
Oh, absolutely. Look, The museum has come a long way. I've been there 7 years, and I think in museum time, 7 years to get an exhibition like this is quite short. We do have Arab Island artists from Torres Strait in our foyer, but they're a whole group of artists. And as you said, Alec is an individual one. And, you know, I love Alec's body of work, and he was someone that I really concentrated on in collecting his objects. And we've been very lucky too. We've had a lot of support from our foundation members and donors who have helped us collect some of these amazing works.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the artwork selected from the different mediums used by the artist, because he's a multidisciplinary artist.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, that's what drew me to Alec. I've watched Alec over the years just evolve, you know, and starting off with these lino prints, small-scale lino prints, that then started becoming these big, intricate lino prints, and then he went into the beautiful 3D sculptures and mask making. So, you know, we have a beautiful bronze dugong, Kise Dungo, which sits as the lead object in that exhibition, and it's just amazing, and it talks about the feeding cycle of a dugong and diving down to the seagrass, which also has that twist of the environmental stuff too, and protecting our ocean and our animals. So, you know, you will see everything from rhino cuts right up to masks, as I said, and the big bronze dugong, and some beautiful paddles he's just made too, carb, which he's just made for us as well. Alex likes to do things on large scale now, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Leading up to the exhibition, you said, we want our audience to experience the exhibition as a cultural journey and appreciate the importance of Te Poti's practice and our First Peoples' intrinsic connection to land, sea and sky. Well, can you elaborate on this for us?
Oh, for sure. You know, at the museum, what I want, it's surprising sometimes, a lot of our audience at the museum is expecting different things from our museum, like, you know, the ships, they come for the ships or the vessels. And, you know, our saltwater, freshwater stories are so important. So when people walk through this exhibition, I don't just want them to see a dugong. I don't just want them to go, oh, there's a turtle in a picture. I really want them to dig deep into what Alec's stories he's telling us in cultural practices and especially language as well. So, you know, in the whole design concept of this exhibition, it's really looking at the key objects, what we want people to focus on. I mean, it comes right down to the colours of the walls and stuff as well, so they're not taking away from that beautiful work and what Alec is telling us. And there's some amazing cultural stories, and Alec is an amazing person at keeping his language alive as well. And we've worked really closely with Alec to make sure that language is incorporated. And I think that helps with the prints too. As I said, it's not just them looking at artwork. They can see the layers in these artworks. As I said, cultural stories, language, place, land, sea and sky. It shows you that what's going on in the sky is also reflective of what's going on the land, and the same with the water, you know. And he tells a beautiful big story in one of them where he shows that whole cycle. And Zugabal, the four winds, you know, that up in the Torres Strait, there are four winds that dictate their seasons. It's not the same seasons as non-Indigenous seasons are seen. So some beautiful, amazing works.
Yeah. And, well, he's very passionate about the sea. And I remember in 2016, Te Poti was featured in the Taba Naba Australia Oceania Arts by Peoples of the Sea. And this exhibition was hosted at the Oceanographic Museum in Monaco. And back then, through this exhibition, the Prince of Monaco, Albert II, and Te Poti developed a very strong relationship. And did you feature any of the items that were displayed in Monaco in this exhibition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Alex, in that exhibition in Monaco, Alex sort of top and tailed that whole museum. So when you first walked in the main entrance, you did see the beautiful bronze Kisei Dungol, the dugong, sitting in the foyer, which just looked magnificent in that space. And then when you went up to the rooftop, they had done a large-scale print, lay-down, lino-cut of Alex's turtle print, which was just spectacular up there on the roof. And that's that him and the prince stuck up a really good relationship to that through their ocean conservation, because, of course, in Monaco there they have the turtle place where they look after the turtles that are injured. And I believe even last year, I believe Prince Albert actually travelled to Bardu Island to talk with Alec and the elders there to talk about what they can do around ocean conservation and saving our oceans.
Yeah. Now, this exhibition is a major work and really a very powerful one. Is it going to stay at the National Maritime Museum, or is it going to be travelling around the country or even around the world?
Look, we're hoping to do all that, definitely around the country at the moment. Given the current circumstances of travelling through the world, it might be a bit different. But look, it's on at the Maritime Museum for 18 months at the moment. It's a free exhibition too, so please, everyone, come along and have a look. But after that 18 months, we are hoping to get it travelling nationally so the rest of Australia can have a look at these beautiful works and get to really understand Torres Strait Island, and especially the island from where Alex is from, Bardu.
Yeah, now, Bo, a final word before I let you go.
Final word, just come along and see it. As I said, you won't be disappointed, and the artworks are absolutely brilliant. We're also looking at making some kids' trail and education material around it too, so we're hoping to really engage with the school kids around this stuff as well. But worth a look, and there's some other great exhibitions on at the museum as well, but I highly recommend coming and seeing Alec Podik's exhibition here, Mario Mineral.
Thank you very much. That was Bo James, Manager of Indigenous Programs at the National Maritime Museum, talking about Mareo Mineral, the first major exhibition featuring an artist from the Torres Strait Islands, nationally and internationally acclaimed Alex Tipoti.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.